We're talking with Brandon Bungarden, of course, our national officer candidate for the state of Oklahoma. Brandon, you've gone through a lot of the process. You're almost done. You know, tell me what are you thinking? What are you feeling as you've gone through each of these little hurdles?
Well, it's been a real interesting hurdle. I mean, you go through processes after process. I think tomorrow we'll be going through our 12th interview, and we'll be finishing it off and be waiting until Saturday afternoon to find out if we get elected.
Yeah. Any curveballs, anything that you were a little surprised was included in the process?
They talked a lot about FFA alumni. Wasn't really expecting that to come up, but I think overall, really good process. We talked a lot of ag policy and FFA, and all those things together was a really good process.
I was told by someone that you actually got a chance to show off your singing skills a little bit.
I did. The first personal round where they get your first impression, they actually come and they interview you, and they asked me a question. They said, Brandon, as a national officer, how do you want to reach the unreachable? A song came to mind, and I said, well, this is how I want to do it. And I gave them two lines of the song and got their attention. So,
when you think about, you know, obviously we've talked before about your desire to serve, a, you know, FFA, not just Oklahoma, but the national right. organization as a result, too. Does this process and this experience here in Louisville, does that reinforce that?
Absolutely. This whole process has been one that is, if anything, it's rejuvenated my desire to really give back and be a positive difference in the lives of students. So it's been an awesome experience, and I look forward to what's ahead.
Nobody knows, obviously, what's going to happen Saturday afternoon. And let's say you heard your name called in one of those slots. What do you expect ahead? In other words, how have they told you to prepare?
Prepare myself just to be myself. Man, I'll accept it with great honor, but obviously I'll give all the glory to God. He's the one who gives the credit.
And I guess what it means, obviously, like we've talked about before, it's a year off from school, and you just go pedal to the metal.
Absolutely. You're gone a whole year. As soon as you get elected, they ship you to Indiana to go through some training and get you taken care of.
When we think about you know, the value of FFA in your life and the value that you've seen in others' lives, what, you know, what really sticks in your mind that you think will help you not just the rest of this week, but the rest of your life?
I think this whole idea of youth development and how we can have an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives and be able to transfer that into other people, it is so enabling and so motivating to see that happen. When you really concern about yourself, about other people, and give of yourself and seek that impact, that's what it's all about. And that's something I'll always treasure in my heart.
Best of luck.
Thank you.